We now know the name of a man who died after being struck by a vehicle in Canton Thursday night. The Stark County Coroner's Office says it's 43-year-old James Ammons Jr. of Canton. The Coroner's Office is asking the public to help them find his nearest relative by calling 330-451-1366. Ammons was in the roadway when he was struck by an SUV headed south on Cleveland Avenue at 32nd Street Northwest. He was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he died of his injuries shortly thereafter. The vehicle's driver was not hurt. An investigation of the incident continues. Canton police are investigating a double fatality crash. It took place around 9:30 Saturday night in front of the Stark County Fairgrounds at Wirtz Avenue and 4th Street Northwest. Police say a car was northbound on Wirtz at a high rate of speed when it struck a southbound vehicle making a left turn onto 4th Street. The driver of the northbound car, 41-year-old Christopher Seipel, was pronounced dead at the scene. The other driver, 28-year-old Daisha Wise, died later at Altman Hospital. The Canton Metro crash team is investigating. West Nile virus has turned up in Canton. The Canton City Health Department says they were informed by the Ohio Department of Health that a mosquito sample collected as part of their abatement program tested positive for the virus. The sample was trapped in the 2200 block of Sandwith Avenue Southwest. Health Department staff continue to larvicide and identify and remove areas of stagnant water. The first round of mosquito spraying begins today and will be completed June 18th. Additional spraying will take place over the summer months. West Nile virus is the leading cause of mosquito-borne disease in the continental United States. The virus is spread to humans from the bite of an infected mosquito. The Columbiana County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of an inmate at the county jail. 48-year-old Shannon Heron of East Liverpool was found dead in her cell Tuesday morning. A detective with the Columbiana County Drug Task Force was called to the jail for a possible fatal overdose. The coroner is also investigating the incident. Heron was arrested in Chester, West Virginia, May 30th after separate indictments for aggravated drug possession and possession of a fentanyl-related compound and drug possession. An autopsy will be conducted by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. A man who allegedly injured a Latonia police officer faces an additional count of aggravated robbery. Officer John Hancock suffered a broken ankle and a head injury in an attack October 21st. 47-year-old Randy May of the city allegedly assaulted him with a metal bar during a traffic stop. He was originally charged with felonious assault. May was indicted on the new charge last week for allegedly attempting to take the officer's service weapon. May was declared not competent to stand trial last fall and was ordered to Heartland Behavioral Health in Maslin for treatment. He was recently restored to competency and appeared in court last week. A woman died Saturday night following a two-vehicle crash in Youngstown. Police were called to the intersection of Southern and Midlothian Boulevards just before 6 p.m. 55-year-old Donna Ellifritz was driving a vehicle that overturned. She died at the scene. The second driver was not injured. The incident is under investigation by the Police Department's Accident Investigation Unit and the Mahoning County Coroner's Office. Youngstown police are investigating a homicide that occurred early Sunday. Officers were called to Gibson and Poland Avenues around 3:30. They found a man shot in a vehicle. EMS attempted life-saving measures, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The man was later identified as 28-year-old Raymond Butler Jr. Police say there were several people in the area at the time of the incident and are asking them to contact them with any information. No arrests have been made. A worker died after being found unconscious at a manufacturer in Niles. Firefighters responded Friday afternoon to BRT extrusions on North Main Street. The man was later pronounced dead at a hospital. Police and the Trumbull County Coroner's Office are investigating. A man is in critical condition after being hit by a train in Trumbull County this morning. McDonald fire officials say a man in his mid-50s was walking his bike along railroad tracks near Olive Street in Wethersfield Township and attempted to cross as a train was approaching. He was struck around 10 a.m. The man was transported to St. Elizabeth Health Center. One person is dead in an explosion that destroyed a Liberty Township home. The incident took place around 9:30 Saturday night at an East Montrose Street address. Police say 34-year-old Justin Braun died of his injuries. An adult and a 4-year-old were critically injured. Nearby residents were evacuated for a time, but later allowed to return to their homes. The ATF, Youngstown Bomb Squad, and State Fire Marshal's Office are involved in the investigation. WFMJ-TV reports investigators are looking into the possibility illegal fireworks might have been involved. A Youngstown man pleaded guilty to charges of vehicular assault and leaving the scene of an accident. 47-year-old Herman Posey was accused of hitting a male student with his vehicle in front of East High School on the morning of September 20th. The teen was treated at St. Elizabeth Health Center for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say surveillance video and speed cameras were used to find the vehicle. Posey will be sentenced in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court July 29th. A felony theft charge was filed against a Columbiana woman in Mahoning County Court. 33-year-old Anna Stone was arrested at the Boardman Target store May 29th after employing employees reported she had left the store with a cart filled with 3 items of clothing and 25 Lego sets valued at over $1,500. She is in the Mahoning County Jail awaiting a preliminary hearing July 1st. The day after the arrest, a loss prevention officer at the store told police between April 6th and May 20th, Stone had stolen more than a dozen Lego sets valued at over $2,400. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.